Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Prospering Souls broadcast. I am your host, Elder Denise Bryson of Denise Bryson Ministries.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the Prospering Souls broadcast, and surely I was worth saving. And I'm so glad he did. We were worth saving. We're so glad that Christ went to the cross on our behalf to bury the burden of sin on our behalf. We're so thankful for him today and just glory and honor to his name. We're thankful for to be on the broadcast today. This is the Prospering Souls broadcast, and we're just so thankful for all that God is doing. And we're thankful for every hearer of the word. We're thankful for all of those that are logging in, those that are calling in, and those that will even listen to the broadcast later. We're so thankful for your support, and we encourage you to always to listen to the word and then to make sure you're getting going to your churches and or got a good Bible-believing church to attend to go to. So right now we're going to go to the throne of grace, and then we're going to let our speaker is on the phone, and we're going to let her begin to, Elder Timberlake, begin to teach on a renewed mind. We had such a good lesson on this the last time she talked, and even on last week as they replayed that same teaching. And now we're going to go a little further with it. And so I just want to right now take the time to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and I praise you for each and every day. I thank you for last night's lying down and this morning's rise. I thank you, Lord, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord, that we are as laborers going into the harvest, O God, to teach the word of God and to sow seeds, O God, that somebody else might water and that you might even that you will give the increase. But, Lord, we are sowing the seed of the word today. And, Lord, we ask you to bless Elder Timberlake, anoint her, O God, with a yoke-breaking anointing, O God, that as she teaches the word, hallelujah, that souls will be set free and delivered and people's minds will begin to be renewed by the word of God. So, Lord, we thank you today. We thank you for this opportunity, and we thank you, Lord, for the increase of this broadcast, the increase in listeners, O God, and we thank you for today, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise
him. I'm so excited about this today, and I'm just going to turn it on over to you, Elder Timberlake. This is Elder Rita Timberlake, and she is our speaker for today, and we're going to give it over to her so she can begin to give us what thus saith the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening, Elder Bryson.
Good evening.
Okay, let's
pray. Good evening,
pray.
Rita.
Good evening. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity. We ask, God, that I would decrease and that your word would go forth. God, give us clarity. And God, let the hearts of men be touched, that the hearts be that the spirit of conviction come up on us, that we may line ourselves up with your word. We thank you for increased knowledge. We thank you for enlightenment. And we say, have your way, and we give it over to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we want to pick up a little bit from what we went over last time, just in case somebody else is new on the line that wasn't here. We came from the premise of Romans 12:1, which I will go ahead and read. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We talked about how Paul is admonishing Romans because he's talked to them about the morals issues in chapters 1 through 11. He's told them all that God has done for them. And now he's saying, know that God has, I've told you all that God has done for you to get you to this point. Now, I beseech you, because of all the mercies that he has shown to you, this is what you should do. And this is not only what you should do, this is what you need to do. He was speaking to the Romans then, but that same word is very apropos for us today, especially for those of us of the household of faith. So for those of us who say that we have surrendered our life to Christ, we have confessed with our mouths, and we believe in our heart that Christ has been risen from the dead, that he is now alive and sitting on the right hand of his Father, if we accept him as Lord and Savior of our lives, then this is what we have to do. And when I was studying this, I was thinking, I said, Lord, there is a complexity that God has given us. He's expected a lot of man. He's invested a lot in man because he sent his best. He sent his only son to the cross to redeem man because when he created man, he knew man had fallacies and he knew man was going to fall and he already had made provision. Because God is never surprised by what happens, anything that we do. The enemy oftentimes wants to deceive us to think just because we fall in our walk or we come a little weary in our way, that God doesn't love us, God has forgotten us, but we have to remember that the enemy is doing his job. He is the father of lies, and he's doing his job. He will accuse you of things, that God doesn't love you, but he's a liar, and the truth is not in him, and so we've got to resist those words. We talked about last week how we have to watch last time about how we have to guard our gates, our entry gates. Our entry gates are our eyes, our ears, the way we take in information. We can read information. We can hear information. We can see information. The way we receive information into our mind, we've got to guard it. Proverbs 4:23 tells us to guard our hearts with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. If we don't protect what we hear, then because of our sinful nature that we've made of, it has the propensity to want to fall to doing that which is contrary to God's will. In Romans, what Paul is telling them, that you need to line up so you can be, your mind has to be transformed. Now that you know about Christ, now that you've accepted him, your mind needs to be transformed, because you're going to be trying to fall back to your old ways, to your old traditions, doing it your way. He's saying now that Christ has been accepted in your life, you have got to let him guide you and lead you. In other words, you've got to let him be the center of your life. How can God be the center? How does he communicate with us? Well, it's through our mind. And because we are of a sinful nature, we have to be renewed on a daily basis. Not only daily, let me take it further. We got to be renewed every second, every minute of the day, because the enemy doesn't go on vacation. He is constantly sending something negative. He's sending some kind of lie. He's sending some kind of confusion, some kind of heresy, some kind of gossip. He's sending something your way to distract you. And Paul is admonishing us to stay focused on the path that God has set us on, because we're on the path of building a relationship with God. And the reason why we need a relationship with God once we have accepted him as Lord and Savior is because we get saved and accept God, we are still in this world, as we said last time. So that means we're going to have some trials. We're going to have tribulations. We're going to have life challenges. We're going to have death issues. We're going to have bereavement issues. We're going to have when people get sick. We're going to lose some things. We're going to lose a job. We're going to lose friends. Our money might get funny. There are many things that we're going to be lied on. We're just going to be challenged on so many levels. Do not allow God to renew our mind, then we will have difficulty trying to deal with these issues and maintaining our relationship with Christ. We have to always think about how our mind functions. Remember, we have three parts. We have a mind, soul, and we are a spirit. And in our mind, as I said last time, in our mind we have our soul, our will, our emotions, where we make decisions, not only decisions, what we do, our reasoning, how we make judgment. And so in our mind is the very core of our lives. The very core of us is our mind, and that part of our mind is our heart. And what I want to do today is just talk about some of the challenge that we have in trying to renew our mind. And then to do that, let me step back to say that this mind that we have, it has like two sides of it. Not only does it houses the soul and our will and our emotions and our intellect and our reasoning, it also handles that it is a, we have a conscious mind, and we have a subconscious mind. And our conscious mind is what I'm doing now. And what you're doing as you're listening, you're in the present, and you have present awareness of what's going on. That is your conscious mind. But inside of your brain, inside of that house of the mind, there is also a subconscious mind, which what is your will, your decision-making. Maybe you said she's talking too fast, talking too slow, sounding pretty good. Whatever your comments are, or whatever, you're getting a little frustrated, all of those emotions are part of the subconscious mind. And it is that subconscious mind of us that has to be renewed, because that is the part of us that stores information that we allow to come into our gates, into our entry gates. it houses information, and it could, sometimes the information is current because it could have just happened. Sometimes the information is could have happened many years ago, and we have put it, it's put it away and stored somewhere. But in the present, in our conscious mind, things happen that can trigger some things that happened in our younger days, and things come back for my subconscious mind, and it brings back our memory because our memory is housed in our subconscious mind. Some psychologists say we have three minds. They call it the conscious, the subconscious, and the unconscious. And the unconscious would be the part I'm talking about where things could have happened, traumatic experiences that you could have encountered when you were just a child, and it was so painful that you have put it away in a box, and now you're an adult, and you don't even remember it until something traumatic or something triggers it in your conscious mind, in your present awareness, and then all of a sudden, all of that pain, all of that frustration, and all of those things from your past begin to affect how we respond and how we behave today. And so that is why we have to be renewed, because of the mind and the complexity of our mind, and to keep it on track with the Lord, because thoughts in your consciousness is constantly coming. Constantly, all day long, they're constantly coming to us. And we've got to be able to decipher. We've got to have the will build up and the tenacity and the strength, the fortitude, be able to put things that are irrelevant, things that are trivial, things that does not bring forth edification to God or to our fellow man, to our peers, to humanity. We have got to learn how to put those things out of our lives and let them not have majority of our time. Because wherever you spend a lot of your time, there is your heart. And there with your treasure is. That's where it lies. You can say you love God, and you can say you've committed to God, but if you're not spending the quality time that it takes to build a relationship with God, then you need to relook at that. Because as we said last time, in building relationship, you have to spend some time together. It takes quality time, quality time. And that means you're spending time reading the scriptures. And you're not just reading it like a book. Because some people like to read the book because it is the Bible, because it is a historical book. It has historical facts in it. So some people read it with that intent. But your intent is to read it like you have to feed your spirit man. Because once you have accepted Christ in your life, you were already a spirit, but now your spirit has been renewed. It has been renewed, and you have taken on the mind of Christ, and now your desires should have been, they should be changing, or they have should be towards God, or in the process of changing. And when you think about your mind being renewed, I constantly go back to our series we did on sanctification, because sanctification is a process that we determined before, it is an ongoing process that you have to be doing all of the time. You can't take a vacation from sanctification if you want to keep a relationship with God, and that is how we keep our minds renewed. Can somebody get for me Romans 7 and reach verses 15 through 25? Because once, it's why they're doing that, well, once you give your life to the Lord, as I was saying, you still going to have challenges. Paul said, when it wouldn't do good, evil was always present. Because what he learned, that in his flesh dwelleth no good thing. So we want to talk, we're talking about renewing our mind, the challenges we face to renewing our mind. So we want to read this scripture to help support that. Does anyone have that scripture, Romans 7?
I have it. You said verse 15 through 25?
Yes, ma'am.
It says, for that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that I do not. But what I hate, that I do. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that is good. Now then it is no more I that do it, but the sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me that is in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. For who will is present with me. But I'm sorry, y'all. This Bible, you know, this letter is little. Let me get it so I can see it better. And go back to 18. For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. 20. Now, if I do that, I would not, that, oh my goodness. Now, if I do that, I would not, it is more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind, the bringing that and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
Thank you. Thank you. What Paul is letting us know is what I was trying to convey is that God has built mankind with, we have to live in two worlds. We in one world, but we got to live, we got to please, because we are human. We got fleshly needs. We got flesh. We got to eat. We got to take care of our families. We have bills to pay. We have needs. But while we're living in this world, we also are living and committed to the spiritual realm. And so we've got to learn how to deal with both and how to balance, how to juggle, like just like a mother does for her family when she's managing the house. She's taking care of the kids. She's getting ready for school. She has a job herself. She's taking care of her husband. She's taking care of the house. She's keeping sure. She's making sure the house is clean. Everything is ready that needs to go. The same way that the mother does that for her family and manage her house, we've got to learn how to, and what we call it is juggling. We've got to learn how to juggle, because in our mind there is a battlefield going on constantly. The mind to do right and the mind that want to go to tradition, or the mind that want to stick with what feels convenient or what's popular or what makes me be with the crowd, because sometimes serving God, we'll find as you walk on this path, the majority is not always with you, nor is the majority always right. Because when serving God, it is not based on a democracy. It is totally, totally a theocracy. So that means God is the head, and he has set the rules, and he has set his laws. And it is our goal, as Christ has set the example for us by coming and living on this earth, we are to walk in the path that he has. For the scripture says, let this mind be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. The mind that Jesus had was to please God, to do God's will. He said, I only speak what I hear. If God didn't say anything to him, he didn't say anything. So that's how we are. If God doesn't say something to us, we're not supposed to be making up things. When people see you have gifting and things and the Lord is moving in your life, They have the propensity to want to ask, you know, do you get a word from the Lord? Do you have anything for me today? No, it doesn't work that way. We're not running a soothsayer. We're not a bear tellers. We're not that. We are children of God. He might have given us a gift, or he's given us an office to work, but we speak when he gives us something to speak. And when he doesn't, then we have nothing to say. So, but in this mind that we're living in this world, I should say, that we're living in, if we have that gift, we want to help people. We want to give them encouraging words. We want to say things that will help them go to the next level. And we can, out of our flesh, you can encourage anybody on a certain level. But when you put God's name in it, you need to make sure, when you said the Lord said, you need to make sure the Lord actually said it.
Yeah.
And therefore, if God said it, it is a true statement, and it shall come to pass. And so, you know, you can tell people, I believe that you can do this and I can do that. But if God said it, you can say it with the truth. You can say it with authority. That God said that you coming out of this, all you need to do. do is hold on, because he's got your back, and victory is yours. It's yours. Not shall be, will be, it is. And
yes.
When we get a renewed mind, we begin to think that way, because our physical eye in this world does not look like what God said. It doesn't look like it's okay and I'm being victorious, because I'm going through pain. I'm having trials. Somebody's body's racked with cancer. Somebody's body has aching pain. Somebody has severe arthritis. But they are yet believing and saying that my God is a healer. And they're trusting God to say that I am healed by his stripes. I am healed, because the word says I'm healed. And they keep walking in it. They have pain, but they're walking in it because they're renewing their mind. So because the word says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So as you begin to think those things that are not and call them to fruition, then the word of God begins to take life. And as it takes life, it begins to manifest itself right before your natural eyes. But you got to see things in the spirit, and you can only see them with clarity in the spirit as you keep your mind renewed. So we're going to let this mind be in us, that it was also in Christ Jesus, so we can have our ears clear to hear what the spirit is saying unto us. So we'll need to know what the next move is, because what I find is, as Paul just said, in our flesh, dwelleth no good thing when things are not going right. Because God has given us free will. He has given us as humans our mind capabilities to do certain things, to make judgment, to make reasoning on our own. And many times we use that. And we have some good judgment. We have good morals and good standards outside of God. But you can only go so far with that. Because when the struggles really come and they're overwhelming, you need a source that's higher than your mindset, than your own strength, than your own humanity. Like some people believe, if I just think my way out of it, yeah, you can think your way out, and sometimes that works. But there come some times that you have to not only think, but you got to have something that thinking is based off of. What is the root of the thinking? Are you thinking that God is delivering me because you're living according to his word and you're trusting him to do that? Or are you just believing it's all because of what you can do? Self-will, self-thought.
Yes.
Because God has given us so much power of our own as a human. And the enemy tricks us with that, because he already played that card, remember? When he was in heaven, when he was Lucifer, a part of the choir, he was in the best place. But he already played that card, trying to use his powers. Yes, he has a lot of power, but he is not more powerful than our God. And so we have power, but we're not as powerful as our God. But we can do magnificent things, amazing things through Christ. As long as he has the strength to do so. We have the capabilities. So in order to be able to move in that way, we've got to keep our minds renewed. And then that first verse, it said after chapter 8, and he said, now therefore there is no condemnation, because we've accepted the Lord. Because I want to bring that out for the point, because the enemy want to use because you failed, because in your flesh dwelleth no good thing, and you've made a mistake, and you say, I can't go back to the Lord. I can't. But knowing that his eyes are everywhere, he sees it anyway. He saw it when you did it. He saw it before you did it. He saw it when you were thinking about doing it. So you can't hide from God, but your mind plays tricks on you to make you think you could, because you remember, Adam played that card, trying to hide in the garden after he had disobeyed God. But God sees all and knows all. But what he's looking for is a sincere heart. If you make a mistake, that you would sincerely open your heart and confess it to him and ask him to help you, because you cannot do this renewing all by yourself. You do need to start the process and show God your heart, that you're walking in that direction, and then he will give you the strength to be able to pass the test. And many times, remember, he will bring tests to us to help us grow, because that's what renewing of your mind is. It's building up your spirit man. It's making you more mature. So as challenges come, God lets them get harder. Because I remember when I first got saved, I mean, everything I prayed for, everything. I don't care if you came up against me and I prayed, honey, God worked that thing out. I don't know, if it was on the job, he moved the person, put them on another floor. Sometimes they got fired with the balcony. The lady treated me terrible. Our reporters went back. The lady fired. I'm to everything. Used to just work out to my, and I just thought, ugh. But one time I began to pray, and something was very traumatic for me. And God did not. He didn't, well, I said he didn't answer. And sometimes he doesn't answer because he's trying to make us. And what he did for me through that process was help me to renew my mind and change the way I think. Church, saints of God, we have to change our mindset, the way we think, because what he taught me was sometimes trials, I send them to you to test your faith, to see how much you're going to trust me. If I don't do it, be like the three Hebrew boys said, if he doesn't deliver us, he's yet able. And that's where we get to the point. And when we're not there, we know we still need some work. We still need some work. So now when the enemy brings stuff to me, I said, okay, now, Lord, are you trying to teach me something? Because if I pray and nothing is happening, and I done prayed and prayed, and it's still coming my way, I said, then, Lord, show me. What are you trying to teach me? Show me my inner voice. What is it that I need to overcome so I can pass this test? Because what I have found out, until you pass the test that God is trying to teach you, you will keep running into obstacles because he will send something else to challenge you, to help you to build up your faith in him to overcome that challenge so he can move you to the next level. Because to whom much is given, much is required. We've asked God to use us, and we said we want to do in the kingdom, and we said, Lord, have your way. And then when he began to mold us and make us, it doesn't feel comfortable. Remember the mind thing that I told you, that meditation class teaching you how to stay focused? It wasn't comfortable learning something new. Sometimes you fall, sometimes you struggle, you got to study harder, you can't sleep, and it's just all on your mind. But if we stay focused and get in the word of God to keep our minds renewed, surround ourselves with good spiritual people, not because they say they saved, good spiritual people, so that you can grow and you can help them, because iron sharpens iron. You know these are not the same people that you need to be around with if they're not helping you grow. If you're not helping them grow, or if you're helping them to grow, but it's not been reciprocated. You need to back off for this season, because what you're going through, they can't help you. You got to surround yourself with people that have the faith for you and have the faith in God that's been tried in the fire and can tell you you can make it regardless of what you're going through. Don't let the enemy trap you. Don't let him get you stuck right there and get your mindset in a place where you cannot trust God or believe that God is on your side. How can our mind be renewed? The Bible says in Romans 2:12-2, that it has to be transformed. So that means we leave something, putting something off, and doing something new. So that old mindset, just some of the Jews, that's why they're still struggling, some of them because they're in tradition, some of us in the Western world while we're struggling because we don't want to surrender, they say it's too much to that. Do you have to do all that? But what is it worth to gain all this earthly stuff and be successful and get a name for yourself on this side that is temporary, and then to prepare yourself for eternal life? Because we are a spirit, and our spirit man shall live forever. It's a matter of where it's going to live. And God has given us a choice to where we want our spirit man to go. Does anybody have anything to say on that, any of this?
Well, I was sitting there thinking, listening. I mean, this is a beautiful lesson. And I was sitting there thinking about something you said. You know, as believers, one thing we have to be careful of is that we have to understand, first of all, we can do these things through Christ. It was Christ that saved us. It was because of Christ. If you just listen to what's being said, it's because of Christ we're healed. It's because of Christ. So Christ has already done the work. And so the next thing I want to say is we have to understand that when Paul was talking about this sin nature that kept coming up, that we can't even conquer that without the Spirit of God. We have to have Christ for that. And then the next thing I wanted to bring out was, is that sometimes I think as believers, we think because we are saved and because we have Christ, that God is God, and we're covenant children, that God has to do things for us. And it's not necessary that he has to. Sometimes we haven't done what was right, but we think God should reward us anyway because we ask him. But sometimes we need to understand we need God's mercy because we need him to be merciful to us in the situations that we're asking for. Like you said, he's teaching us something in these situations. But sometimes when we're asking God for stuff and we don't see no answers because we really need his mercy, because it's not that we don't deserve it. We didn't deserve to be saved. But he said Christ, he allowed his mercy to even operate in that situation.
Yes. Amen. We have to also remember that we get his mercy and get new mercies on a daily basis.
Yes.
Regardless of whether we've done right or wrong, even if we've meditated, he gives us new mercies. What a God we serve. When he teaches us what real love is, and really all he's asking us to do is to do what he's doing for us and has already done to him and for him. Because once we've been converted, what does Scripture tell us to go and strengthen our brother? So, but if he always got to be constantly, we got to be fixed, repaired every day, we got to get to the point where we're able to strengthen our brothers, our sisters. Because we got so many, we're talking about people whose minds, who have given their life to Christ, but there's so many people have not come into this knowledge, have not learned, haven't even heard, or they haven't heard the real truth. They've heard something, but it was not the real truth, the delivering truth that can break shackles and open their mind of understanding and let them have a true relationship with the true and living God. It is our awesome responsibility, and we should accept it humbly, and we should accept it willingly, to do, because he's been so merciful to us. He's shown us so much grace, as you just said, that we have not deserved. When we use our conscious and subconscious mind to do a reflection over our life, we, like Dave, could say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, we would have fainted, except we believed the law of the Lord. We would have been swallowed up. But we had something to hold on to. But we got so many people that do not have anything to hold on to. They only have themselves. That's why they give up. That's why the suicide is high. But if you notice, suicide and divorce, all those things that used to be high in the world system, they have creeped over into the household of faith. Why is that? Because our minds are not being renewed on a daily basis. We go so far, and then once God bless us sometime, we get complacent. And
yes,
we have to watch that level of complacency because, as I said earlier, the devil does not take vacation. And all he needs is a little crack, is a little crack. There are so many that we can see, men of God and women of God. God has used them mightily, powerfully. They've helped so many. And all of a sudden you hear something about, you're just in shock by how they have fallen. And you would be surprised because you were thinking they were so close to God. They had such a relationship. But they are still human, and they are still bleeding. And many times in the church, we're bleeding while we're helping you, but we're not receiving any help. So people are taken, but you're not being reciprocated. So your virtue is constantly going out. But you have to be fed. You need stuff to come back in, just like your physical body has to be fed with fruit and vegetables, protein, so much carbohydrates, not too much, because then it gets out of balance. The same way our spirit man needs to be fed with the word, unadulterated, the truth of the word, not words been made up, not what you believe unless it is lined up with the word, not your opinion unless it is lined with the word, unless they asked you for it. But when you're trying to help somebody, stick to the word. Stick to the word, and what you don't know, ask God for revelation. James lets us know, if any man if he lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, because he's willingly, liberally is willing to give it, so that you can help somebody, give a word, a rhema word, that's going to bring forth life. And that's what we want to give, not only to others, but we want to do it for ourselves, for life
yes.
and death and the power of our tongue. So that's why we have to change the way we think. So the thing, because what you think is going to come out of your mouth. For out of your mouth, the abundance of the heart speaketh. So if it comes out of your mouth, it was in your subconscious. That's the heart we're talking about. If it comes out of your mouth, have you ever heard people, oh, I didn't mean to say that. Oops, excuse me. It's in your heart. That's why it's coming
yeah.
out. Now you heard it, and you know if it doesn't line up with the words, what came out of your mouth, then you don't put it to the side and like it's normal. You need to ask God to forgive you if it's not the right kind of thing, and then begin to walk in a different direction. Then find scriptures that will help you how to control your mouth, because you know what that is? That's discipline. That's one way of being, that's self-discipline, and that is a part of being transformed. You can't be transformed if you're wayward. You're not being transformed if you're constantly being wayward. Let me say it that way. You've got to become self-disciplined. You've got to do it. God will help you, but you've got to do something. You've got to put the faith in the action that you're working in that direction to put your mouth, whatever your actions, whatever they are, in alignment with the word.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to work on it because out of your mouth speaking, sometimes we speak damnation to our own selves. And many times we don't understand why, but when I was talking about the subconscious mind and how it brings back things from your old history, from things that you put way back and totally forgotten, and something has triggered you now, and you still might not have remembered that, but after time when you begin to think about it and when you get real with yourself, because we live in such a mask and we play so many roles, but when you get real with yourself, you begin to say, wait a minute. Something happened to me when I was 3. It happened to me when I was 5. Somebody said a word to me that broke my heart when I was 6. And it affected my life. It could have affected it positively or it could have affected it negatively, depending. Because I had someone to say something to me. They told me I would never finish high school. But I finished high school at 16, and then I went on to college and finished college. But they said I would never finish because of the way it looked, the way I was acting when I was a kid. But I know when I do reflection that the hand of the Lord was on my life.
Yes.
But I wasn't ready. I wasn't mature enough. I wasn't ready for that. But his mercy and his grace,
yes.
he still kept me. He still covered me from seen and unseen danger because he had a plan for me that I didn't even know. And at the time, I think I didn't even want in my own flesh. But I didn't know I needed it. Because after trying a whole lot of other things and couldn't find happiness, after trying a lot of things, trying to find some peace and couldn't find peace, go out and party with the folks and come home and cry all night and pray. Now, something was wrong with that. I had to come to my senses. Okay, either I'm gonna be a party animal and do all this stuff that my friends are doing, or I need to line up with what the word is saying because I've been taught, but I was being rebellious. And I'm not the only one. There are many of us have had challenging things.
Oh, yeah.
And when you think about it, when I go back to my childhood, I remember things people said, older people, grown people, negative things that were not encouraging. Some were, some were not. And you don't know the impact, how that imprinted in my heart. That's in my subconscious mind that has to be renewed because the enemy would still bring those things that mama said, auntie said, sister said, dead and gone, but things that they said can still come back and impact our life if we don't keep a constant relationship with God. So that mindset, because I'm not what they say, because the word says I'm not. The word says we are what God says we are. And that is the tool that we have to use to fight the battle in our mind and to fight the words that the enemy is bringing towards us, telling us we're a failure. No, the word said we're more than conquerors. Oh, no, 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 we're not the tail, we're above and not beneath. We got to put the word back on him, just like when he tried to tempt Jesus. Jesus put the word on him. So we're going to do what Jesus did. Does anybody have anything to say before I go any further?
Well, I wanted to say this, too. I said when we think about renewing our mind, we have to understand that it is a process and that we have to continue to do things to keep our mind in that place. That means staying in the Word of God, staying in prayer, staying in those things. But I think at some time, I think the people of God, some of us, have become complacent with, you know, I think when we have like other ministries and things going on, and I'm going to take prayer, for example, because we have a lot of people that are doing prayer lines and things like that, and I think those are awesome. And I participate in some of them myself. But I don't believe that joining in prayer with those prayer calls should take place of my own personal prayer time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think that we have to understand that we still, on the individual, have to stay in our own personal meditation and Bible study time,
mm-hmm.
our own personal prayer time. And then when you join in with those things, you're just joining in with them, and you're you know, and being a part. But it does not take place of your personal prayer time. You still need to get to God.
Yes.
That's true. And not only that, you still need to be at a place to know, just because people are having prayer lines, that might not be the prayer line for you.
Mm-hmm.
At this moment. So we've got to get to the point, you know, we get hung up because you have in prayer. And, you know, the devil comes to the prayer meetings, he comes to the choir, all this kind of stuff. But when you're really getting really serious and you really need to hear from God, you got to be careful who you're hooking up with. Because when you need to be on one accord, you don't need people praying one way for something mm-hmm. you over here. You need to get on one accord. When you want God to really move, and you said, let's come into agreement, then you really got to be in agreement.
Mm-hmm.
You can't pray a prayer with your lips that say you're in mm-hmm. agreement and your heart is somewhere else. Then you're not in agreement. Remember, you're praying to God who sees mm-hmm. all, knows all. So if you're not in agreement, this is not a prayer of agreement. We just praying. But we have to learn the word of God. And you learn that by growing in the word, meditating, as you just said, studying in the word, getting around mature Christians and having an ear to hear. Because many times you can get around mature Christians who have studied the word and God has given them some type of insight, and because it doesn't match your beliefs, or because you don't think that way in your mindset, you don't receive it. But what you should do is take it and go back to God and consult with him to give you clarity. You just don't put it away and say, no, that's not it. Because maybe he's trying to enlighten you and open your mind. We've got to be open so we can grow, because that's what renewing is. It's a growing process. And you say it's a process, it definitely is. It's like our natural body. We started out as a baby. We had to learn how to crawl. We learned how to walk. We learned how to talk. We learned how to lift things. And we started out with small pounds, and then we could get heavier pounds. And then you can lift a little bit higher. You can take on more responsibility. You got to get a certain age. You get your license to drive. You got to do this. There are many things because we go through different stages. So it is in the flesh, in the natural, in this world system. So it is in the spirit. We're going through stages, and we're growing. We're maturing. Once we have matured, we're no longer in this life. So every day, as long as God gives us breath to breathe, we are learning something, we are maturing, we have not arrived. And when we meet people that have arrived, we need to pray for them and back away. Because if you have arrived, God can't use you, because pride gets in the way. You have to serve God humbly, because if he's equipped you and trust you enough with this much of his power to help mm-hmm. others, and you start thinking it's yourself, remember mm-hmm. Lucifer? That's what happened to him. You've got to stay humble with humility so he can use you, so you can hear when your pride wants to step up. Because, you know, we're human, and people hype you up too. Oh, they'll hype you, and you'll start believing the hype. You've got to pray, wait a minute, can I hear you, God? Or is that noise in my ear? What are you saying? Because it gets a little cloudy in there. And so when that's that flesh rising up, because we like to be praised, and that's normal. There's nothing wrong with it. It's healthy. We should be praised, but we have to keep it in balance. Everything mm-hmm. is in balance. We're not saying we can't praise one another, we can't fellowship with one another, but we have to be in balance. Does anybody have anything to say on that?
Well, I'd like to say something. I agree with what you were saying, is that to keep our mind on Christ, we need to be fed the word of God, so we can be edified in those areas. You know, many times we're praying, we're asking God for an answer, And sometimes he gives us an answer, and we ignore it, thinking that's not the answer that we're looking for.
Yeah.
But that is the answer God is giving you so that you can make the next transition. And, you know, we're never too old to learn. I'm learning some things myself, some things I've been praying for. I've had some things I've had to go through these last couple of months, but it has strengthened me in a lot of areas. You know, as I was praying a couple of days ago, I was asking the Lord for something, and he gave me an answer. My spirit wasn't the answer that I wanted, but I said, well, I think I can do that, you know. And then I thought back, I thought of something else I had been asking. I've been looking for something for a year. I could not find it. And I was just sitting in my desk, and all of a sudden I just turned around, and I said, let me pull this drawer out. And there it was.
Wow.
You know, I think that God is trying to speak to us, and many times we ignore what he's trying to tell us or when he speaks to us and it doesn't line up with our flesh, then we ignore it. So I'm learning that to really be in tune with what God is saying, really listen at what is coming to my mind and make that decision, this is from God, you know. So it's important that your mind is free, and it's important that your mind is fed the word of God so he can get in there and begin to speak to you, you know, and answer your prayers.
Amen. Yeah. So I think we've answered how a person's mind can be renewed is by standing in the word, meditating, just like Joshua 1:8, meditating on the word, protecting our ear gates, our eye gates, what we hear, what we listen to. And if you know you're a little weak and worn, be protective. You've got to guard your heart. It's your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Your mind, your thoughts. Because
yeah.
You'd be surprised, things that you just let, you say, oh, it didn't bother me, that ain't nothing, and everybody else is gone. But when you get quiet in the middle of nowhere, in your mind at home alone, some thoughts start coming to you about something that somebody else said that you thought was nothing. Now the enemy
mm-hmm.
is pulling it in your mind, and then you start entertaining it. The Bible
mm-hmm.
says resist the devil and he'll flee. But if you
right.
entertain it, that's how sometimes we fall into divers temptation.
Mm-hmm.
Because we entertained it a little bit, and then we entertained it again. Our minds wasn't getting renewed like it should have, and we kept entertaining, and the next thing you know, oops, there it is. So we need to challenge that, and we need to learn to change, realize that God expects
mm-hmm.
something from us. He said it is our reasonable service. That's what Romans said.
Mm-hmm.
That is our reasonable service. That reasonable service is our form of worship. That means that's how we thank God. That's how we show him that we are appreciative of all that he's done for us, for all the mercies that he has given to us. It is our reasonable service. And once we have shown him that, we will begin to know his perfect will. We will be able to accept it, and what we put up in his nostrils, what he smells from our worship will be acceptable. And that's what we want. We don't want an offering like Cain. We want an offering that's going up before the Lord, just like Abel.
Yeah.
We want an offering that, Lord, I love you and I praise you. Lord, forgive me for falling a little short. God, help me. Strengthen my unbelief, God. Help me. What is it, God? Show me myself. Get naked before the Lord. And as you become clear and innocent before him, he'll show you. And not only will he show you, he'll begin to minister to you. He'll begin to minister to those hurts, those wounds. There are many hurts in the church that we let that lie dormant, that we don't deal with because we have to put on a mask for people. But if we could ever get real, God could really heal us and use us, and he could get the glory out of our lives.
Yeah.
Elder Bryson,
yeah.
I'm gonna turn it back over to you.
Oh, glory to God! Hallelujah!
Glory.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Such an awesome word of God. We thank Elder Timberlake, and we thank God for using her and anointing her with this teaching today. And I'm just so thankful for it. She just said a whole bunch in that in those final words. She said that was such a blessing. Oh God, I thank you. Hallelujah! Glory to God.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Thank you. Glory to God. Blessed by the word of God. I'm telling you, I feel like running right now, but I'm trying to maintain because we got to get through. Our time is winding down, but I just want to say to anybody out there who doesn't know the Lord and the pardon of their sins, this is an opportunity for you to accept Christ right where you are, and that he will become your Savior. The Bible declares in Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, it says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And I believe if you confess today that God will, he will save you. And I'm just going to pray over you, those that know, you know out there that is listening and that is giving your life over to the Lord today. If you would just pray this prayer with me, or listen to me pray it and just be in agreement. It says, Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus, your Son, Jesus Christ. And you said in your word that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Father, I am calling on Jesus right now. And I believe he died on the cross for my sins, that he was raised from the dead on the third day. And he's alive right now. Lord Jesus, I am asking you now to come into my heart. Live your life in me, through me. I repent of my sins and surrender myself totally and completely to you, God. Heavenly Father, by faith, I now confess Jesus Christ is my new Lord and Savior this day and forevermore. I dedicate my life to serving you. Let your Holy Spirit fill me that I might be able to walk as you would have me to walk. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. I believe if you it was in agreement with that prayer and that you confess your sins to Christ today, I believe that you are saved and that you should find you a good Bible-believing teaching church that will continue to help you. As Elder Timberlake said, get around some good seasoned people that will help to encourage you in the Lord, that you may continue to grow through this process. Let your mind be renewed so you can begin to walk as a Christian and not continue to fulfill the lust of the flesh, that you can walk in the Spirit. So, Lord, we are asking that you would find you a good Bible-believing church and begin to allow the Lord to continue to process you in him in the name of Jesus. I thank God for this teaching today. I thank God for all of you that are listening in, those that called in, and I thank God for those that will listen later, that this word has fell on good ground. And yes, it has been planted in your heart and in your soul and in your mind. And for some, it is water. And so we thank God for it, and we know that God is going to give the increase. And so we will be back here next week on the Prospering Souls broadcast. We thank God for each and every one of you. We're going to close out in prayer, and then we will see you back here next week as we continue this topic on renewing the mind, because the Lord ain't said move to nothing else yet. So we're going to keep on talking about it because we need our minds renewed. In this last day that we are facing now, the enemy is trying to take your faith. He is trying to stop you from giving God the glory with whatever, all the tactics and things he is coming. But we're going to keep our mind renewed so that we can go on and be able to do what God has told us to do, and that we will give God the glory, and our faith won't fail. Because we got our trust and our hope in God. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I bless every hearer of the word today. Lord, that this word was planted in their heart, their soul, and their mind. It was planted on good ground. And, Lord, that they will be hearers of your word and doers of your word also, Lord. Lord, strengthen them with this word today, that their mind will be renewed, that they will seek you even the more. They'll seek you first, the kingdom of God and all its righteousness, Lord Jesus, and they will begin to ask, and they'll begin to come to seek after you as never before, digging into the word of God, wanting to learn more and more and more about you. Give them a hunger and thirst for righteousness, Father, in the name of Jesus, because you said if we have that hunger and thirst, that we shall be filled. So, Lord, we thank you. Oh, yes. God, we thank you today, hallelujah, for the anointing that came through this phone line today, that came through this broadcast today. And, Lord, we thank you for
everybody that needs this word today, that needs this refreshing today, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you today. Bless Elder Timberlake, oh God. Renew her, Father, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for her, God. Lord, bless her, Father, that she goes through this week. Keep her, Lord, because only you can keep her, Father. Only you can bless her, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Bless all those on broadcast. Bless Elder Russell, Father. You know what she's standing in the need of, God. We ask you to touch her, Lord, as she's caring for her family member. And we ask you, Lord, to strengthen her in the name of Jesus. Elder Poston, Lord, strengthen him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Everybody that's listening that is not feeling well, that healing is the children's bread. And with
yes.
your strength, we declare today that they are healed in the name of
yes.
Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, Sunday, you get a little more. Hold on, we thank
you. Yes.
Everything that somebody's going through, Lord, you have an answer for. Let them seek after you. Never before to get the answer and let them begin to speak the word of God over their lives, that they will be strengthened and that their trust, they will trust in you tomorrow, God, and keep the faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
And we also ask you, Lord, before I go, I just want to pray for the Dotsons, oh God. Bless Elder Dotson, Lord. Touch his body and heal his body, Father, in the name of Jesus. Had an episode, the enemy tried to attack him, but God, we're asking you to touch his body as well, oh God. Bless Sister Dotson as she cares for her husband. Strengthen them as only you can, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we got the MegaFest conference coming this week, God. We ask you to bless each and every one that will travel to the conference, Father. We ask you to bless each and every speaker, every person that will get up and present, Lord, that you will give them such an anointing, oh God. We're asking for yokes to be destroyed this week, oh God. We're asking that there will be no trouble. We ask you, Lord, for protection for everybody, Father, in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the enemy who will try to come against the people of God. And Lord, you said you've given us power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Lord, we're going to tread upon him this week, oh God. And Lord, we thank you for the prayers that will be going forth. Oh God, we shut down yet. Oh God, we thank you today, Lord. I bless your holy name, God. In the name of Jesus, I praise you. I thank you and I glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you so much for being on the broadcast. We'll see you back on next week in the name of Jesus. God bless each and every one of you, and we thank God for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Oh, God, we glorify.